We are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
Welcome to the Formed for Good podcast. You are joining a group of men who are aiming to recover the truth about who we are and what we were made for. So I was talking to my friend the other day. He has an excavating business. And so he's worked with a lot of different contractors, and he's been on crews, and he's been under different foremen. And he introduced a term to me. We were talking about the idea of what it's like to work under other people and the types of leaders that we've worked for. And the term he introduced expressed something that I've thought about, or a concept that I've thought about before, but I didn't have a way of expressing. And he called it the working foreman. And the idea was, when we report to someone who has the humility to be in the pit with us, as my friend said, to be doing the work that they're asking us to do, and maybe even doing work that nobody else sees, this is the type of leader that we are just inherently willing to follow. And there's just a respect that comes naturally when you're serving under someone like that, as opposed to the foreman that just sits in his truck and drives around the job site and points out what everyone's doing that's wrong without actually getting out to offer to do any work. And this conversation made me think back to one of my first jobs early on in my marriage. Just newly married, my wife and I lived in Fargo, and I was still in school. She was supporting us with a full-time job and just working like crazy, but I was trying to do some part-time work where I could, and there was a hotel near to where we lived, and I was a banquet server. I worked worked mostly for weddings, but other events that were held in the banquet side of the hotel, and I had some great managers there. Actually, they were working foremen. They were the type of managers that are out there busting tables with us and carrying dirty dishes, and rarely did they just sit back in the office while we all worked. So that was actually a really cool experience. But there was another type of leader at this hotel, and it was actually the owner. And I had never met him. For most of the time that I worked there, I hadn't even seen him in person. The reason I knew what he looked like is because when you walked into the hotel, in the lobby of the hotel, there was a sort of an inset right in the center of the room, and there was dedicated lighting, and there was this portrait on the wall in a gold sort of ornate frame that had the likeness of the owner of the hotel. And there was some floral arrangements in front of the picture. And it was clearly meant to be one of the first things you noticed when you walked in. So for that reason, I had a sense of who this person was, even though I hadn't interacted with him. And there was a particular night that I was working at a banquet, and it was some type of fundraiser. The people that were attending, it was kind of the more important people, if you will, of the Fargo-Moorhead area that had gathered together for this fundraiser. And because of the high-profile nature of the event, the owner of the hotel was actually in attendance. And again, this was the first time I had seen him show up at one of these events. And he was talking to a group of people, and I was coming in and out of the room. It was cocktail-style service, so people had hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and I was basically picking up garbage and dirty dishes and just carrying a busting tray. And I was on my way out of the banquet hall with a tray full of dishes and garbage. And the owner of the hotel caught my eye and waved me to come over. He was kind of across the room. As I began to approach him, he broke eye contact with me and just pointed down at the floor. And about 3 or 4 feet away from him was a little square cocktail napkin. It didn't even appear to have been used, but it was laying there on the floor next to his feet. And it was very clear, based on our nonverbal interaction, that his instruction to me was to come over and pick up that napkin. And so I found a place to set down my full tray, went over, picked up the napkin. Don't think I even said anything to him. I don't really remember. And he, as soon as he saw that I was tracking with his instructions, he went back to his conversation and ignored me anyway. But I picked up the napkin, grabbed my tray, you know, went on with my night, and I remembered feeling frustrated. I remembered it. It just felt like it was a significant moment, but it's one of those things that I just hadn't thought about for a while. And as I reflected back on it, the thing is I don't know that guy's story. Most likely he probably worked hard to get to where he was. I'm sure that in his early years, he had done some good work and obviously been successful to be the owner of a establishment like this. But it seemed to me, as I reflect on this now as an older man and working for different people and learning what I've learned, that somewhere along the way, he lost sight of what it meant to be that person under someone else, to be that person doing the work, getting down on the floor, picking up garbage. And because he lost track of that, it changed the way that he chose to lead other people. And I'm actually thankful for the experience because it's a stark reminder to me of the type of man that I want to be and the type of leader that I want to be, that as additional things are entrusted to me, and whether it's my family or my work or whatever it might be, where there's positions where other people are relying on me or I'm in some type of position to lead, do I want to be a working foreman or do I want to lead more like this hotel owner? And again, I think probably what happened is there was some atrophy there. There was, over a period of time, maybe he forgot who he was or how he had gotten to the place that he was. And I just want to wrap up all these thoughts with the most beautiful picture of a working foreman that we will ever have, and that is Jesus. And the way that I define a working foreman is the type of man who will do the work and do the things that he's asking you to do. And we look at Jesus, and one of the hardest things that he asked his followers to do, and that same invitation comes to all of us, is not just to follow him, but in order to follow him, to pick up a cross, to be willing to sacrifice, to be willing to lay down our lives, to be willing to die to ourselves and what we thought was important or who we thought we were supposed to be, to die to us being the center of the story or having everything focused on us, and be willing to follow him. He asked us to do that, but the beautiful thing is he didn't ask us to do something that he himself didn't do. This was the one who literally sat with God and helped him speak creation into existence. He's the Son of the living God, part of the Trinity, seated at the right hand of God, and he chose to leave that to enter into this story, to become one of us, and to pick up a cross. And he did it so that we could be set free. And the really beautiful thing is this death that he's calling us into is not final. The death is simply there. The death is simply a precedent to the rebirth that follows. He's asking us to die so that he can cause us to rise again, just as he rose again. He's asking us to die so that he can give us new life. And this work that he's calling us into and the sacrifices that he's calling us to make and the way that he's calling us to live, he doesn't ask us to do it on his own. Not only did he do it and lead by example, but he actually empowers us to do the same. The same spirit that lives in him, he actually makes it available to us. We can literally be infused with his power to do the work he's given us to do. So the thing that I want to remember and the thing I want to encourage you is not only to take Jesus up on this invitation, to this way of life that he's called us into, to die to ourselves so that we can be reborn and to live in a sacrificial way, that we would take him up on that invitation, that we would recognize that, you know, the point of this story is not that we get advanced and kind of work our way up to the point where we no longer have to work and other people can do things for us and they can pick up our trash and they can sort of live in order to uphold us in some type of position, but that even if we are given increased responsibility or if we advance in some way by these world standards, that we would never forget where we came from or who we are or the way that we are called to live. And if we keep his example before us, because he had more right than anyone to be served by everyone, and yet he chose to serve us and to love us and to lead us in that way. And that's the kind of man that I want to become.